Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Women Employment Scheme for Bihar, says women-centric schemes and programs benefited every section of society. India asks NATO leadership to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statements. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan releases 21st installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi for farmers of flood and rain-affected states. India reiterates zero tolerance to terrorism at UN ministerial meeting in New York. And in Asia Cup Cricket Super 4's encounter between India and Sri Lanka underway in Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his government has launched several schemes and programs with women at the centre which have benefited every section of society. Speaking through video conference from New Delhi on the occasion of the launch of the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana for Bihar, the Prime Minister said the double engine government at the centre and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's government in Bihar is working together for women's welfare.
जब कोई सरकार महिलाओं को केंद्र में रखकर कोई नीति बनाती है तो उसका फायदा समाज के हर हिस्से को मिलता है पूरे परिवार को मिलता है एनडीए सरकार ने बहनों को केंद्र में रखकर सोचना शुरू किया योजनाएं बनानी शुरू की तो तस्वीर भी बदलनी शुरू हो गई एक साथ करोड़ों घरों में गैस कनेक्शन पहुंचा आज करोड़ों बहनें चैन से चूल्हे पर खाना बना रही हैं उज्ज्वला के गैस कनेक्शन ने बिहार की रसोई को ही नहीं महिलाओं की जिंदगी को भी उज्ज्वल बना दिया है
The Prime Minister announced that under this scheme, more than 75 lakh women beneficiaries have received a direct transfer of 10,000 rupees each into the bank accounts. He said the foundation for this was laid 11 years ago through the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, which enabled the opening of millions of bank accounts for women. He underlined that assistance has been transferred directly into women's accounts without corruption.
मुख्यमंत्री महिला रोजगार योजना शुरू की जा रही है इस योजना से अब तक 75 लाख बहनें जुड़ चुकी हैं अभी एक साथ इन सभी 75 लाख बहनों के बैंक अकाउंट में 10-10 हजार रुपए भेजे गए हैं आज वाकई बिहार की बहनों बेटियों के लिए कितना बड़ा कितना महत्वपूर्ण ये कदम नीतीश जी की सरकार ने उठाया है
India termed the statement by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte regarding a purported phone conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin as factually incorrect and entirely baseless. Responding to a query on the NATO Secretary General's statement during a media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said no such conversation has taken place. He added that India expects the leadership of an important institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statements.
At no point has Prime Minister Modi spoken with President Putin in the manner suggested. No such conversation has taken place. We expect the leadership of an important and esteemed institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in public statements. Speculative or careless remarks that misrepresent the Prime Minister's engagement or suggest conversations that never occurred are unacceptable.
Union Minister of Agriculture Shivraj Singh Chauhan today released the 21st installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme for the farmers of flood and rain affected Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand through video conferencing. Addressing the conference, Mr. Chauhan informed that a total of more than 540 crore rupees has been transferred into the bank accounts of over 27 lakh farmers, including around 2.7 lakh women farmers. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has propelled India's space sector to unprecedented heights.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's tryst with the cosmos has blossomed into a story of groundbreaking achievements where imagination meets reality and dreams lead to extraordinary discoveries. As Prime Minister Modi said on this year's National Space Day, achieving one milestone after another in the space sector has now become second nature for us.
Space sector mein ek ke baad ek naye milestone ganna, ye Bharat aur Bharat ke vaigyanikon ka swabhav ban gaya hai. 2 saal pehle hi भारत पहला ऐसा देश बना था जिसने चंद्रमा के साउथ पोल पर पहुंचने का इतिहास रचा.
There have been rapid advances in essential space technologies like semi-cryogenic engine and electric propulsion. In January, India became only the fourth country with the capability of docking and undocking in space. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's successful journey to the space is a first step in the success of Gaganyaan, India's first human space flight. An Indian space station is also planned by the year 2035. This success is an outcome of policy interventions by the Modi government, even involving the private sector to accelerate space tech development. PM Modi said,
"Ek samay tha jab space jaise futuristic sector ko देश में अनेक पाबंदियों से बांध दिया गया था. हमने इन बेड़ियों को खोला. हमने प्राइवेट सेक्टर को स्पेस टेक में परमिशन दी और आज देखिए देश में 350 से ज्यादा स्टार्टअप स्पेस टेक के इनोवेशन और एक्सेलरेशन का इंजन बनकर उभर रहे हैं.
थ्रू सैटेलाइट बेस्ड एग्रीकल्चर सपोर्ट, fisherman safety, disaster management and geospatial data in infrastructure planning, space tech is improving the ease of living. Under PM Modi, India has redefined its space ambitions, blending technology frontiers with national progress.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today held an interaction with party workers and leaders in Betia, West Champaran district regarding the Bihar Assembly elections. The program was attended by present and former MLAs, MPs, MLCs from Saran, East Champaran and West Champaran, along with BJP district presidents, members of the party's core committee and Mandal presidents. After the meeting, BJP leader Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal informed that Mr. Shah held detailed discussions about the upcoming elections in Bihar. However, newly appointed BJP in charge for Bihar and Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan arrived in Patna today. The situation in Leh district of Ladakh Union Territory remained peaceful today as there are no reports of untoward incidents from anywhere. More from a correspondent.
Leh has been under restrictions through imposition of Section 163 of BNSS 2023 since Wednesday 24th of this month. Following the violent clash between security personnel and protesting youth, which claimed loss of 4 lives and 90 others injured in this tragic incident. The injured persons are still undergoing treatment at Sonam Norbo Hospital in Leh. All the educational institutions and business establishments across the district remained closed today as per the order of the district magistrate. People stayed indoors and traffic on roads was minimal. Security forces have been deployed in the entire district to ensure the imposition of restrictions and maintain law and order, as well as to restore normalcy and peace in the region. For Akashwani News with Yangchan Dolmat, Khurshid Yusuf from Leh Ladakh.
In Chhattisgarh, at least 6 workers were killed and as many injured when a structure collapsed at a private steel plant near the capital Raipur today. The incident took place at a plant of Godavari Ispat Limited in Siltara area on the outskirts of the capital. After the incident, a police team rushed to the spot. A rescue operation is going on. This is Akashvani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has imposed a penalty of 2 lakh rupees on a private company for false and misleading price representations on its e-commerce platform. In a statement, the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said, a consumer complained that the company has displayed products with the representation MRP, inclusive of all taxes, but at the checkout stage, an additional GST was levied on the discounted price. GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting to all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. We have a report.
Under the new structure, the GST Council has simplified the earlier four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18%, 28% into two-tier structure of 5% and 18%. GST reduction on buses with sitting capacity of more than 10 persons has been reduced from 28% to 18%. The reduced tax rate will cut upfront cost of buses and minibuses, making them more accessible for fleet operators, schools, corporates, tour providers and state transport undertakings. By lowering the GST rate, it will also help in bringing down the fare, especially in semi-urban and rural routes. Similarly, the GST Council has reduced the GST rate on small cars and two-wheelers up to 350cc to 18%, on which 28% tax was levied earlier. Reduced GST will make small cars more affordable for middle-class families, increasing its sale, which will create a ripple effect across the economy. Meanwhile, tax cut on two-wheelers will benefit lower middle-class households, young professionals and gig workers who depend on affordable transport for their livelihood and daily needs. By lowering GST on this segment, the government is directly addressing the aspirations of youth and the middle-class families, while also giving a significant boost to the automobile industry. Prime Minister Modi, on 21st of this month, has also urged the citizens to buy Swadeshi products, supporting domestic industries, small manufacturers, local artisans and MSMEs. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has once again highlighted its zero-tolerance approach to terrorism and emphasized the need for the world to come together in the fight against the menace in all its manifestations. The message was put across by C.B. George, Secretary West, at the Minister of External Affairs while delivering India's national statement at the 6th ministerial meeting of the Group of Friends of Victims of Terrorism in New York today. Established in June 2019, the Group of Friends of Victims of Terrorism is the group of United Nations member states and observers formed to promote a comprehensive approach to the promotion and protection of the human rights of victims of terrorism. 12th World Para Athletics Championship 2025 will begin from tomorrow in New Delhi at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium. The 9-day championship will feature a total of 186 medal events. Sheetal Devi and Sarita have become the first Indian pair to reach the women's compound open doubles final at the World Archery Para Championships in Gwangju, South Korea. With this, India has ensured 4 medals at the championships. Sheetal and Sarita upset the top-seeded Great Britain team, 152-150 in the semifinals today, to confirm India's best-ever medal tally with 4 representatives in the finals for the first time ever. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, India were 118 for 3 in 11.3 overs against Sri Lanka in the third match of the Super 4 stage at Dubai International Cricket Stadium when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and elected to field. India and Pakistan have reached the final and the summit clash will take place on Sunday. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has handed Pakistan's Harish Rauf a fine of 30% of his match fee and reprimanded opener Sahibzada Farhan for the controversial gestures during the team's Super 4's encounter against India in the men's T20 Asia Cup on Sunday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over South Peninsula India for tomorrow. Heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall is expected over Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Odisha, Konkan and Goa for the next 3 to 4 days. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Women Employment Scheme for Bihar, says women-centric schemes and programs benefited every section of society. India asks NATO leadership to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statements. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan releases 21st installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi for farmers of flood and rain-affected states. India reiterates zero tolerance to terrorism at UN ministerial meeting in New York. And in Asia Cup Cricket Super 4's encounter between India and Sri Lanka underway in Dubai. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.